Sagt die Gemara, daf Zariches, und mit Beis, die Top Line. Tone Rabbonon. Koshim milmaton oivion amo milmalon kolin v'holchin ad ke'etba. We had before the Mechloikas of Yehuda and Nechemya, the Gemara discussed, were the Koshim one amo on the bottom and going straight up, they were an amo all throughout? Or did they become narrower and narrower and slowly, gradually thinned out, and the top, they were only an etzba, the finger breadth. Now, this will be a nafkamina in the top of the kroshim. How do they end up being? Are they a full amma from the top, or only the width of the etzba? So the Gemara says as follows. Kroshim milmatan ovin amma umilmalan kol v'hochanat ke'etzba. That's the mandom that holds that it goes like an etzba. Shenemar, yu tomim al roishoy. It says yu som al roishoy. So the lotion of tam is a lotion of that it becomes thinner and completed. It says over there, it's talking about when he crossed the Yarden. It says tamu nichesu. So it was tamu nichesu when the water totally dissipated when they went through the Yarden. So it means it's a lotion of tamu nichesu, a lotion of kores, of stopping, of ending, of finishing, of diminishing, of thinning out. So tamu nichesu. So like us over here, when it says tam maloshoi, it means that the end, the top, was only a finger breadth. Zog de gemara, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemya oimer, no, kishem shelamatan oivyan amo, just like on the bottom it was the thickness of an amo, it was an amo by an amo and a half. But just like the bottom was an amo, in thickness, akach mil malon oivyan amo, like it was on the top, it was also an amo. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, yachdov. It says yachdov. So yachdov means it has to be yachdov. It has to be equal. So the same way on the bottom it was an amo, so too it stayed like that continuously throughout the top. Frag the Gemara, come to Reb Nechemya, voksiv tamim. It says tamim. So tamim seems to imply tamim nichesu. Tamim nichesu. So it seems to imply it diminishes. It means that it has to be a piece of wood, the kroshim, and cannot be nisra. Nisra means it shouldn't be like you have pressed wood. Today, most swarm shranks, unless you have custom-made wood, it's pressed wood. Pressed wood means not solid wood. It means pieces of wood patched together. So that's what Tamim comes to tell me. Tamim doesn't come to tell me that it becomes an etzba at the top, only it's an am at the top. Tamim means that it should be sholem. Sholem v'lalesa d'nisra, and not pieces of wood that are pressed together. Frag the Gemara, kung to Rabbi Yehuda v'idoch, nami hoksiv yachdov. It says yachdov, and yachdov implies that it's the same at the top as it was on the bottom, so it's an am all throughout. Kung to Rabbi Yehuda, what's a pshat that it's an etzba on the top? So the Gemara Ahu de loy lishlechafinu mehadodi. It means that after all, the kroshim were an amma by an amma and a half. So they have to be lined up equally, perfectly flush from the outside and from the inside. That it shouldn't be that one is going in and one is going out. For instance, if you place one amma this way and the other one, the amma and a half, the other way, so it's not going to be flush. It's not going to be yachdov. That's the explanation of yachdov. Yachdov doesn't mean that the top has to be an amma. Yachdov just means that it shouldn't be lined up, that one should be in and one should be bent and one should be twisted and one should be curved. No, there should be yachdov beautifully lined up. Now, frag the Gemara as follows. Bishlom elamanda omar. Kishem shelamaton uvin amo. Kach milamalon uvin amo. We're going to ask now, Bishlom according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that the top and the bottom are both an amo. So memela heine dichsev, it says in the posuk, ule yakse hamishkan yoma tasa shisha kroshim. The yakse hamishkan yoma, on the western side of the mishkan, there are six beams, shisha kroshim. Ushne kroshim tasa miktsois. And an additional two for the miktsois for the corners. That means the mariv side, the western side, has six beams, every beam being 1.5 amas in width, that takes up 9 amas. Now, the Mishkan altogether is 10 amas, but that's in the inside of the Mishkan. The outside of the Mishkan, it's 1.5 in the width. So, but in the other two walls of the Mishkan, over there, it's going to be 1.5 in going into width, but it ends up being by one. So it ends up being that the Mishkan on the outside is 12 on the outside, because you have nine in the six groshim. That's 6 times 1.5 is 9, and now you have another whole keresh that you place in the two corners. The two corners are exactly going to be an area of 1.5 by 1. 1.5 in the width, and by one, because it's going, the wall that's touching it, its width is going to be now its thickness. It's 1.5 going in the other direction, from north to south, but that area, from south to north, that area is going to be in the width 1.5, but in the thickness, it's one. So that one is going to be exactly the area of the wall that's touching it. Meaning the inside is going to be exactly 10 amos, and the outside is going to be 12, because the Ma'ariv side is not going to be 12 on the amos, because 6 beams and 2 for the corners. The 2 for the corners are 1.5 each. So 9 plus 1.5 plus 1.5 is 12. But the inside is going to be 10, because from the inside, you're going to have the 6 beams that are open. That's exactly 9 amos. And you have a half a amma of the last corner beam, which was 1.5 in the inside, and a half arm on the other side, which is exactly 10. The reason why you have a half is because the area of the 1.5, one of it is going to be going from the other wall that's hitting it in the inside. So on the outside, it's flush, and the inside, it's going to be a perfect 90-degree angle, because it's going to be taking up one amma of the outside wall. So the inside is 10, the outside is 12. Now, this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the kroshim are an amma from the top, like they are on the bottom. So you're missing exactly a area of an amma by an amma and a half in the two corners. That's what the pasuk says. Uleyakse ha-mishkan yom tasa shisha kroshim. The western side is 6 kroshim. Ushne kroshim tasa miktois. And 2 kroshim, you fill up the gaps. Exactly 1.5 by 1 goes, slides right in, like the corner of a sukkah that needs to be filled in. The asi puchi dahani, the width of the kroshim in the corners is going to cover up exactly the thickness of the wall that's hitting it. So a mele, it's going to fill up exactly the gap by placing another keresh, which is an amma by an amma and a half. Meaning the wall that's going tzofen dorim, that is going to be nismala now, the sumcha dahani. That's what the Gemara means. That's going to fill up exactly this cholol that is going to be an exact corner on the outside and in the inside. Ela lamanda omar mil matan ovin amo mil malak kolim v'holchanat ke'etzba. According to my number, it says that the top is an etzba. So mameli, it's not exactly an area of a carrot that you can fill in the gap with, because it goes all the way to an etzba on the malo. So ibazoi high aisle v'high nofik, meaning that the kroshim, the corners that are going to meet, are not going to line up at all, because it's a slant going all the way to an etzba. You have a very awkward area now to try to make it a perfect corner on the outside. You're going to have to create something custom-made. That's Gemara's kasha. Let's see over here in the book about the Mishkan.
Yeah, here you see it in the picture. Here there's 6 beams going over here. This is 10 amos in the inside. This last one is 1.5 going over here, 1.5 going over here, and it's 1 amma this way. So it fits exactly in. The outside is flush. The inside is flush 10. Yeah, the outside is 12, Taka. It's 12 from the outside, because it's 9 plus 1.5 and 1.5 on the outside. So it's 12. Plus 3. It's 12. The outside is 12, but the inside is 10 amos. When we say the area, it means the inside. And this is exactly another carriage. No custom-made carriage for the corner. It's a regular carriage like the other crush.
It fits in perfectly.
Fills in the gaps, the corners. Yeah. Now, but if, on the other hand, this is an etzba in width, so it's an etzba going in, and the bottom it's thick, so it's an amma going like this, gradually a slope going in.
So it'll be open space.
How are you going to fill in this open space? Right. It's an upside-down triangle going down. It's because in the bottom it's thin, it's an amma, so it's very thin, and the top is all the way till it came out an etzba. So you have a triangle going up. How are you going to fill in those corners?
It's going to look like this, Gemara's kasha. The next picture is...
It's not going to be filled in. Let's see if there's a picture of that triangle. Oh, here, this is the triangle. This is the beam that's an amma. This is one that's a finger breadth. So now the top of the corners are like this. You're going to end up with the inside is going to be flush, but the inside is nice, straight. It's straight on one side and it's slanting on the other side. So this is the outside. The outside is going to be the slant over here, hitting two corners. How are you filling in this upside down triangle corner that's now exposed? Meaning this open gap, this open area, upside down triangle, has to be filled in. So again, Zok de Gemara.
Bishlama. Lamand Omak Shem Shamatan Ovin Amakamalan Ovin Amak Tahanu Civil Yaksa Mishkin Yomatasa Shishakoshim Mishne Koshim Tasa Lemiktois.
The two crossim Niktois in the corners, Dossi Pussy the Hani, Umemalale, Lissumcha the Hani, Elamandu Melamatan Ovin Amalamalan, Colin Vahokanat Ketzba, High Isle behind Nofik. And for the Gemara, the Shofele Kituyun, you cut out a custom made piece, which is like a peg, not a peg, but it goes down like a triangle upside down. And it slides right in. The top is very wide because it's an amma minus a finger breadth. The bottom, it goes all the way down because it's kamat nothing. It goes down to an amma. So it goes up like this. This upside down size will be flipped over and it'll fit right in.
So you put in another carriage? You put in another carriage?
You put in a carriage.
You put another one upside
that's
down?
That's custom made this size. The opposite way, upside down. To fill in the gap.
You put another carriage.
Yeah, put in a carriage. But the top is going to be an amma. And the bottom is going to be atke etzba, the opposite, and it fits right in.
And the bottom will be an amma now also, right?
What did you say?
The bottom will be an amma now.
The bottom...
Both together, right?
No, the bottom of this piece that you custom made is not an amma, it's the opposite.
An amma, right. But together with the other...
Oh, together will be exactly an amma now on the top and the bottom. Right. Because it's, since it's custom made, that the top is ke etzba, so the top will be an amma minus an etzba, and the bottom will be come out down to nothing because it's flush. It's like this, the atz will be flush. And you have that piece that goes right in. And that's how you fill up the corners exactly from the outside to be flush too. All right. Zog de Gemara. V'habriach ha-tichoin b'toich ha-kroshim. The briach ha-tichoin was b'toich ha-kroshim. This was a miraculous briach that went within the kroshim. Here is a picture of it. That means smack in the middle, this was the tabois over here, but in the inside the depth, inside of the kroshim, there was a briach, a metal that had them all together. And it was benes that it went around the corner. Not just, it went this way, it went this, and the metal actually bent, and it turned. That's what the Gemara says. I'm sure there's a picture somewhere in this book that has everything about the Mishkan. Just have to find it.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, this is it. This is the dotted line, the five. That's it. Now, Zok di Gemara, the Briach HaTichoin, Zok di Gemara, Briach HaTichoin with the Koshim, Tonu B'Nes HaYoymit, Ves HaMishkan Tase Es Yiriyos. There are 10 Yiriyos that go on the Mishkan. Orich HaYiriyah Achash Moino Ve'eschim Ba'amo. Now, every Yiriyah is 4 amas in width and 28 amas in length. The areas are made of sheish, treles, agom, and different heights. Now, the two areas, it's really three, on top, but there was one of them was called the Mishkan, the bottom one, and the second one was Yiriyas oil over that, hovering over that, the second layer. Now, we're starting with the first layer. Yiriyas HaMishkan, the Orich HaAchas was 8 Esrim, it was 28 Amos in length by 4, but there were 10 of them. So 10 of them times 4 is 40 by 28. For all practical purposes, it's 40 by 28. Now, Shodi Urkayu, the length of them, you place over the width of the Mishkan, Leputchi the Mishkan. Now, the width of the Mishkan, we said, is 10 Amos. Now, if the beams are an etzba, so it's 10 amas the rooftop, and then it drapes down each side. So 28 would mean 10 for the roof, 18 left over, so 9 draping over on each side. Mm-hmm. 9 draping on each side, they crush them with 10, but really the bottom with the adonim was 1. So the adonim are going to be exposed. That means the crushim will be covered, and the adonim will be exposed. Here, these are the adonim. The adonim are like perfect plugs that the kroshim had two prongs coming out and they go into the adonim, the receptacles, like this. This is the keresh, this is the adonim. So
The Adonim are one Amma, the Krushim are nine, together it's 10. So since you have 28 draping, 10 over the roof, 9 going on each side, so the Krushim are covered, the Adonim are exposed. Now, if on the other hand, the roof, the Keresh itself is an Amma in width, so you need an Amma to drape over the Keresh itself before it hangs over. Mm-hmm. So it's going to end up being that you need a 12 for the roof, 10 for the inside, and another one Amma on each side. So that means 12. That means you only have 8 draped over on each side. So not just that Adonim are exposed, the Krushim and Amma are exposed too. It only drapes down 8 Ammas on each side. That'll be the difference. Zog the Gemara. Del Esel Igro, 10 for the roof. Poshulu Tesla Gisa, Tesla Gisa. Look, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Ad Etzba the Krushim. So Migalia Amid Adonim, one arm of the Adonim is exposed because the Krushim are totally covered. Look at Mechemia, Migalia Amid Krushim. It's the Amid Adonim and the Amid Krushim are exposed because only 8 draped down on each side. Now, the Rebbe Nachmanah points out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not exactly only the Adonim exposed. It's really an etzba on each side also. Because since we said it's an etzba, finger breath, so Dr. Rach, it's imigalia Adonim ve'etzba the Krushim. Because it's an etzba, still a finger breath. So it just starts to drape over a finger breath. So it's going to be a drop exposed the Krushim. That's Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Nachmanah, Stam Gemara, Stam being Mechalik, it's going to be Megalia Amid the Krushim too. Now the Gemara continues. Shodi putyayu la'orka de mission. Meaning the width of those yiriyos go to the length of the Mishkan. The length of the Mishkan, we said, were 30. The width of the Mishkan was 10. That we discussed now. Now we're going in the lengthwise. So we said there's 40 altogether. So shodi putyayu la'orka de Mishkan. Kamahava arboin. We know that there were 10 yiriyos. 10 times 4, they were sewn together. 10 times 4 is 40. So 40 Amos. So the 30 is the length. Shodi putyayu, the width of those yiriyos together are 40. L'orka de Mishkan, to the length of the Mishkan. Kama have aboin. Dalt los in the igro. So 30 go for the rooftop. Poshalu yud. Now you have 10 left over. So look up Yehuda mechasi amed adonim. Since you have 10 draping over only in the back wall. The front wall wasn't. But the back wall, you have 10. This lower layer, the front wall wasn't covered at all. So it was 10 Amos going straight down, covering the Adonim, because that's how the length of the Krushim were. So look at Yudim Chasi Amid Adonim. Look at Nehemiah, since it is also, the you have to count an Amma of the Keresh itself, so it's 30 plus an Amma before it drapes down, because the width of the Keresh. So Nehemiah, Migalia Amid Adonim, so it only drapes down 9, not 10, because 1 is going to be the width of the Keresh. So it's going to be exposed to Adonim on the bottom. According to Nehemiah, that the top is an Amma and the bottom is an Amma. So you need an Amma of width for the Keresh, for the draping. So Amela, it doesn't drape down 10, it's 40. So 10, 30 for the roof in the length. And then you don't have 10 going down. You need another whole Amma to drape over the Keresh. Because the Keresh in the width is also an Amma. So one Amma. So the bottom will be exposed in the Adonim.
Kung
Tab Yehuda is total perfect because it's 40, 30 for the roof, and 10 going straight down. Okay, minus an Etzba. But it's basically covering the Adonim. Le'am Nechemi, Megalia, Amma Adonim. So that is the first layer called the Mishkan. Now, the second layer is called an oil. It's mile over the first layer. The difference in the second layer of Yiriyas Izim that they were not 40 in width, they were 44, because there were 11 of those. So you're adding another 4 Amos. Each Yiri in width was 4 Amos. Zog di Gemara, steht in Posik, v'asis Yiriyas Izim la oil. You make a Yiriyas Izim la oil, as an oil for the Mishkan, for the lower layer. Oich ha'iriyah achas shloishim ba'amo, the length of the Yiriyas were 30 Amos. Before they were 28. Now they're 30, so they're also 2 Amma's longer, one Amma on each side. So it extends over the first one. Shodi ukai lepuchi. The length of the Yiriyas go over the width of the Mishkan. Now, kamahava tlosin. Kamahava tlosin. So again, so you have the length of those Yiriyas, we're not 28 this time, they were 30. Now, the width of the Mishkan was 10. So kamahava tlosin. Dal esel igro. So you take 30 Yiriyas, 30 Amma's, 10 go over the rooftop. So how much you have draped over on each side? 10 and 10.
10 in the roof, and then 10 hangover and 10 hangover. That's 30. So, Poshalu, Esalagisa. Look at Yehuda, Mechasi, Ahmed, Adonim. According to Yehuda, it totally covers the Adonim, because 10 draping over covers the whole Adonim. Till now, the previous layer, it exposed the Adonim. This one is going to cover the Adonim. It's going to be one Amma longer on each side. Look at Mechemi, Megali, Ahmed, Adonim. Till now, it was an Amma of the Kroshim open and Adonim. This one will cover the Kroshim and just have the Adonim open. According to Mechemi, because you need another whole Amma for the width of the Keresh. Zog the Gemara, Tani Nami Hochi. The additional Amma that you have, instead of being 28, it's 30 the Arius Izim. But Oidef, the additional extra, is Lechasa, is Amma Shel Adonim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's covering the Amma of the Adonim that was exposed. And Nechem Yoima, Lechasa, is Amma Shel Koshim. It covers the Amma that was exposed in the first layer of the Koshim, because they only draped down 8 according to him. So this one drapes down 9 on each side. Zog the Gemara. So that's Legabe, the width of the Mishkan. Now what about the length of the Mishkan? Because here we're saying it's 44. There were 11 Yiriyas. Shodi Pusiyaya Lo'urke the Mishkan. The width now of these Yiriyas, which is 44, sewn together 11, is Lo'urke the Mishkan, the length of the Mishkan. Kamahava Mem Va'arba. 44. 11 times 4 is 44. Klos in the Igro. 30 is for the rooftop. So how many have left over? 14. Poshalu Arba Srei. You have 14 left over. 14 Ames of Yiriyas Izim. Dal Tati Lekaflo. There was a special din that a kafla, that means this is the opening. The opening of the Mishkan had like a little drape coming down from the front. The drape coming down from the front is two amas coming down. Now, these two amas, so from the 14, you're deducting two, which leaves you with 12 left over. Let me see if there's a picture over here at the front. Because as everything, you just have to know where it is. Here the picture of the Yiriyas. Oh. Here you see the picture. This is the Kroshim and the Adonim. Here, that's exposed part of it. So, oh, this is the front. See the front? Mm-hmm. This is two Amas coming down. Two Amas coming down on this side. So you have this upper layer of the Yiriyas, two Amas coming down in the front. So you have 30 plus 2 is 32. There's 44 altogether. So there's 12 left over for the other side. It's only 10 down. So it goes down 10 and has two on the floor, like a drape, like a train of a collar. Two Amas on the floor. Zog di Gemara. Shod you pusay le uke the Mishkan kama have a member arbe dal tlosin le igra 30 for the roof. Poshlu albos 14 left over. Dal tarte le kafla 2 for the kafla. Kafla is the front. Dichsev the kafalta seiria hashishis el mul pneo oil. Poshlu tarte say there's 12 left over to drape on the other side. So bishlam rabbi you hand dichsev chatsi hairia hoy defes tisrach. A yiria is 4 amas. Chatsi yiria is 2 amas. So the pasuk says chatsi hairia hoy defes, which is in a poetic way the half a yiria, which is a half of 4, which is 2 amas, which is oidefes. But it says, chatz yiriyah oidefes. Half of the yiriyah. Half of the yiriyah is 2 amas. So 2 amas are oidefes, tisrach, that drapes over on the floor, according to Rabbi Yehuda. El Rav Nechemya, my tisrach. It's not chatz yiriyah. It's not 2 amas that are draped over. It's only 1 amas draped over. Because you need a one whole amas for the width of the keresh before it goes down at the train on the bottom. So that means 30 for the roof, 2 for the kafla, so you only have 12 left over. You need another whole amma for the width of the keresh. So you're only left over with not a half amma, you only have to with 1 amma draping. 10 going down plus 1, that's 11. You only have 11 left over. So it's not chatzi amma tisrach, it's not chatzi yiriyah tisrach, it's only 1 amma tisrach, not 2 ammas. Half would be 2 ammas. Zog di gomorah, elarem chem yamai tisrach, tisrach michavroi seho. It means that it's more than chavroi seho, than the previous layer. The previous layer, according to him, was the Adonim were exposed. The previous layer went down 9. That means 1 amma of the Adonim, and 1 amma draped on the floor like a train. So it's a chatzi yiriyah is tisrach from Chavriseo. Chavriseo finished by the Adonim, so this goes 2 more.
2 more.
1 to cover the Adonim, and 1 amma on the floor. Like a woman that's traveling the shuk, You have a woman that's going in a shuk, like a kala. She has a gown. It's draping behind her. That's mamash what the Mishkan was. The front was the kafla, two amas, going over 30, draping down 10, plus another two according to Rabbi Yehuda, plus another one according to Rabbi Nechemya. But the point is, it was a shvuleo mahalchen achel. That is what mamash, that's what it looked like. Stop over here, Tonu Rabbanon.